real good carpenters. And he knew I was going to throw a fit too. If I had somebody up here that wasn't doing what they ought to be doing. So he would pull them off of this job and put them on another. You know, yeah. Keep everybody satisfied. He's spreading it too thin. And one time he put a guy on that lived in town now that he had a drinking problem. And sometimes he's an excellent painter and carpenter and everything, but he goes on his little binges, you know. And I came out here, I left school one day and came out here, and he was standing on the ladder right there at that entranceway and had that molding that goes across the top of that entrance over there. It was slanted at about a 45-degree angle. And I said, whoops, no, stop the music. So I went down and told John, I said, I believe that he needed to pull him off that job. But see the wire sticking out right there? That my husband wired the house for the sound system, mm-hmm. and he's never gotten around to putting the speakers in.
Yeah.
But that's one of his projects. He's got that project going, and then our patio is not bricked. We're built into the side of a hill, mm-hmm. and they dug out. Don got it with the bulldozer and dug out because I didn't want that end of the house sticking way up out of the ground, you know. So we built the house sort of into the side of the hill here. And our patio is about, it has a wall that's about 5 feet lower. The floor of the patio is about 5 feet lower than the ground level outside. And there's a brick wall built all the way around it. And Don said he's going to brick the floor of the patio this summer. He was going to do that last summer. He says he's going to do it this summer. I don't know whether he will or not. Yeah, because he works long hours.
Yeah.
And he would have to do it, you know, after. About light, we would have to turn on the lights outside so he could do it, and I don't know whether they would get around to doing it. But we have 3 bedrooms downstairs and 2 baths, and then upstairs there are 2 bedrooms and a study area, and we have a large attic that we're going to enclose and make a playroom for the boys and put a bath up there whenever Ben gets big enough to, you know. But he's just 6 months old now, so it'll be a year and a half, 2 years before I'd be ready to send him upstairs by himself, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know that Don is going to be real thrilled about having 2 or 3 year old little old brother run around with him anyway. So we're just waiting to see what we're going to do about that.
Yeah.
But Donald has papered the foyer and the back hall and our bedroom. He did it last spring. He's a real good hand. He's expensive because it takes a lot.
Well, I think that's nice if you can do a lot of the work yourself.
Yeah.
Makes it.
He's real proud of it, mm-hmm. you know, the fact that he can do it. He did an excellent job, but we started in on Saturday morning, and I was going to help, you know, help hang the paper and everything. And by noon, I decided I'm going to let you do this yourself. I couldn't do anything right. Mm-hmm. I was in too big a hurry, you know, this kind of. And he's slow and tedious and wants everything just exactly perfect, you know. But I quit. Mm-hmm. I flaked out on him. I'm going to get out of here before we get into a real fight on this paper. But it looks real good. And he helps me around here. He's in the yard. He works in the yard a lot. He set out I don't know how many fruit trees, these dwarf trees out here on the side. You may have seen them when you pass by. This spring, they're supposed to bear in a couple of years. And we have plum trees and nectarines and peaches and apples and cherry, gooseberries, elderberries, raspberries, blackberries.
Anything else left?
We're going to have a jungle around here.
Nice.
My father owns about 600-acre farm that my brother is farming now. And it had a lot of wooded areas before Joe got out there with the bulldozer and made most of the cropland. But we went out and got the dogwood trees and tagged them, you know, in the spring. There has a lot of dogwood out there. And then we brought them back in the fall, you know,